I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, welcome to this week's Must Hear Music podcast. I'm sitting here with Erica Ramirez.
Yay! Hi!
Hey!
And, I don't know why I did that.
Yeah.
I don't either. Go ahead,
and Natalie Weiner.
Hey, guys.
Want to give a shout out to Jason Lipschitz, who is in Philly right now. We missed you, Jason.
So this is the first time that he has not been on the podcast.
I think I lied when I said that the other day. He's missed one before. So
right.
This is his second tardy podcast.
Where you were going through this hardship, I remember.
Right. Yeah, that happened because I remember making the same joke I made yesterday, which was that now that he's gone, we should just like tear into Little Mix and Charix.
Yes.
Yes.
I remember.
You did and make all joke. His sacred idols.
See, thank it was you. New to me, though. So basically, right, I'm glad that you repeated
so.
It.
Because, yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, hey Jason. Well, I don't know. You'll hear this
Jason
in a few days.
Probably not going to listen to it.
Probably.
Aw, guys. No.
Anyways, so let's hop right in then, and let's do. I think this is one of yours, Erica. The Weeknd, right? This
yes. Was, Can't Feel My Face.
All right. Can't Feel My Face. The Weeknd. So this leaked a bit ago, but just like officially came
right.
out.
It came out after he performed it at the Apple Worldwide Conference. Am I saying that right?
I don't know. I don't sure. Know.
Some Apple Conference. The Apple
Worldwide
Conference.
Developers Conference?
Yes.
Apple
where they pretty much
Keynote.
Talk about Beats music. Drake brought out The Weeknd, which is, first of all, that's just weird because I thought they didn't like each other, but they do like each other. They just kind of
interesting.
Parted ways in a way.
See,
I don't know
anything about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I didn't know they have.
Apparently
like
they're
thing.
In a good, they're in good terms. They've been on good terms. I think him taking on Party Next Door kind of created this imaginary drama between them, which wasn't real. Mm-hmm. But anyways, he brought The Weeknd out at the Apple conference and he performed the song and then quickly his reps released it. And I really like it. It's really MJ to me. Very Michael
totally.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Not too over the top. Lyrics that are very much The Weeknd lyrics. They're still very like pining over someone but then not wanting them, which is kind of story of his life. Still music like Can't Feel My Face clearly is a can be seen as a drug reference as well.
I would
getting
guess
hot.
So
let's say,
yeah.
let's say
you
he's
could
getting
say that
on this song he's getting high on love. It's just what I wrote in the story because I didn't know how else to say it, but no, I think it's like really fun. I was a little nervous to see how he would transition more into mainstream appeal without losing kind of what made him like this elusive, like, I don't know, dark songwriter.
Yeah.
And I think that this is an example that he could actually do this, that he could be himself and still be this mainstream artist. We saw that on the song that was on 50 Shades of Grey. I forgot the name. Earned It.
Earned It.
Yes.
See, I did not like that song.
I like this one better than Earned It, but I feel like Earned It was like a, hey, he's going to try to be this artist that we first didn't know he could be when he first came out. So, but yeah, back to the song. I really enjoy the feel of it. It's produced by Max Martin, which you could tell. And like I said, it's that MJ feel that kind of gets to me. I don't know. What do you guys think? What are you laughing at me for?
I'm just no. I don't know. MJ feel that gets to me.
That gets to me.
It does.
Don't
it gets
to
you.
All of us.
It
that's so weird.
Yeah.
Don't judge, Joe.
No, I agree with what you're saying, and I was kind of worried about him for myself, not for himself, because I really liked his mixtape trilogy, and I just love that kind of like sparse sound and his, you know, it was just like a fresh kind of voice or sound, I guess,
right.
on the scene. And then I thought Earned It, the 50 Shades song, which was his biggest hit, like, by far. It's been right. in the top 10 for a while. Well, yeah. I don't know. I should mean, hey, I work at Billboard. I should, like, know the number
it's
of weeks.
Like, it's
but
been
I
on
don't.
Charts once, maybe. I don't know.
But I thought that was just kind of, like, pretty average. And I think this is a really good, like, interesting song. And so I'm excited to see that he can do, like, something more mainstream, but that's still pretty original. And I'm definitely getting, like, kind of Disclosure funky vibes from the production. So that's, like, modern but simultaneously throwback.
Are you comfortable of knowing that The Weeknd can make you dance, not just want to do drugs?
I mean, I
am very comfortable with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm pretty fine with that.
Myself. I prefer it vastly.
Yes, don't do drugs, kids. We do not do drugs here.
I mean, not like that, just like so, <music-wise>.
No, yeah. I mean, that's. I think that's what I was wondering, is if, like, people are going to be open to this sound. Because there was another song that leaked, I believe, that kind of has this kind of feel to it. I just was wondering what you guys thought about, like, that transition.
I don't know. I feel like so many people who, like, got into him at the 50 Shades level probably didn't know his other stuff. So there was, like, no disconnect for them.
Either. Yeah.
I don't know.
I think, maybe, like, Weeknd stans are kind of Weeknd stans. Like, they're just, like, into him. Like, I saw him at the Roots Picnic, like, 2 weeks ago. And people were insane for him, right. Like, knew every single word to every single song, like, had tattoos of his stuff. Like, it was, I mean, it was crazy to me as a person who was, like, prior to this show, basically ambivalent towards him. I was just like, whatever, he's a person. And the show kind of made me dislike him a little bit, but it was just impressive to me, like, how into him people were. And this song makes me more into him. Like, I like it a lot. And it's, like, I just think it's super, like, funky and good. And
can we go back to you saying that you did not like the show?
I didn't like
it. Like, you just don't like his performance?
He's just, he's so cloying and patronizing and, like, just gross. He literally, like, flipped his tongue at the audience. He was like...
Really?
Like that, yeah, it was like, look, like, just don't, like, stop.
I only seen him perform once, and it was in Brooklyn, and I can't remember the name of the venue in Williamsburg.
Was it at Brooklyn Bowl?
Maybe?
I don't know. I've never seen him. He was supposed to do a fest I was headed to, and then he canceled.
It just wasn't, the sound was off, and he just wasn't that, I don't know. It just,
on this one, the sound was good, but it was just, I'm not about his vibe.
Well, good to know that The Weeknd grosses Natalie out.
But you like the song.
But I like the song.
That's what we're here to
if
talk about.
If he sang this song and was, like, flapping his tongue at you, you would be okay with it.
No, I would still not be okay with it. But
I
think
there's
the song's
a
really
gif
good.
Of that somewhere.
Hopefully.
Probably. I don't want to see it. I'm not going to look for it.
So we're all for this Weeknd song.
Yeah, yes. We are okay, all
it's
for
really
this.
Good.
Okay.
Really
we're
good.
Consider us Weekenders or whatever his fans
oh
are called.
Oh, my God. No, they're called Exo-ers something. Or something.
Oh, they already have a name.
They have a, like, label.
I was going to, like, start trying to come up with one for them.
They all, like, there's some hand sign that they did at the concert that they do.
Gang sign, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just kidding. It's not a gang sign. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's like when, you know, Drake fans have, like, OVO.
Mm-hmm. Or, like,
attached a name. Or A$AP Rocky has, like, A$AP. Like, it's just kind of like a tag.
Wait, what are A$AP Rocky fans called?
I don't think they have names. They just have, like, tags that they add on to this,
ASAP,
or OVO,
right?
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay, because I, you know, because, like, pop fans, most pop fans have, like, a little name for
their real names.
We know.
So I was hoping, like, Rocky, ASAP Rocky fans would be like, we're the, like,
Rockettes.
Climbers, or yeah, the Rockettes.
Wow.
Or, like, what's a geologist that's a, like, rock scientist? That would be like,
where is this going?
ASAP geology.
Sorry, that got a little off. So let's listen to it. The Weeknd, Can't Feel My Face.
What I love is, oh, and I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb, and she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Cause I know, girl, I know. She told me don't worry.
Yes. Yeah, geologists. I'm just gonna blame that on the high that was produced by that song.
All right.
And let's move on to This is my pick. So this is filling. I mean, I actually do love Miley. I'm a fan of.
You're a smiler.
Bangers. I'm a smiler. I thought that was like just an awesome, really weird pop album. But also I'm repping for Miley because, you know, Jason's out. So someone's got to come with a pop diva. So there was a new Miley Cyrus song, or maybe old, that leaked this week, right, called Nightmare. I wouldn't be surprised if it was like a bangers outtake. Maybe it's a song from a new project. I really have no idea. I'm kind of hoping it's an older one because...
You don't like it?
I like it, actually. So the song is called Nightmare, and it's a very, like EDM, like Zed-ish sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just like your typical EDM pop song, which I'm totally for. It's got the huge build and then, you know, like drops and then goes to a soaring chorus. The reason I don't want it to be like a single from a new project is that I really liked how like Wrecking Ball and We Can't Stop were, at least in the pop world, like a very new sound. Like there had been no hit singles before then, at least in recent years, that sounded like that. So this has been done before. Like we've heard this sound a lot. I hope it's not like the lead single for her next album, but as kind of like a throwaway track, I really dig it.
But have we heard this sound from her, like, from her?
We haven't heard it from her.
Right.
That being said, I am not a Miley scholar. I can't speak to her Hannah Montana years.
Pour some out for Jason. Jason would know.
And so I can't say if during the Hannah Montana period she flirted with techno as it would have been known back then. That was like 2006 is when Montana started.
You're so right. That's when it was.
No one was saying EDM in 2006.
No one was saying that.
For some reason, that brought me back to like Real World and Road Rules. I don't know why.
Yeah. Like, remember when Eminem was like, "Ain't no one listen to techno."
Oh my God.
But now, but now he is very wrong because that's pretty much what everyone is listening to.
I did not listen to the full album. But the songs, or maybe at least the visuals of a lot of the songs that she released as singles, seemed a little too forced for me. Like, she just seemed to be going with a lot of what was going on in pop culture at the time. So I wouldn't be mad if this was a song on a new album. Maybe not, like you said, like a single. But I wouldn't be mad just because it does feel a little like she sounds comfortable in the sound.
Her voice sounds really good.
I like that. I like that it doesn't feel like some of the other songs that kind of feel not forced, but just a little too like going with the grain of what was going on. Really last year before, how long ago was the album?
It was 2013.
Jeez. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, like, I'm not mad. I really actually like the song, but I do agree that maybe, like you said, it might not be like a single. Or at least not the first single to introduce an album, but maybe this is also a sound that she's... I think she said that she was listening to, like... Who was she listening to for this album? Like, Flaming Lips?
Collaborating with Wayne Coyne.
She said that she, like, now just listens straight to just Flaming Lips. And I saw somewhere that, like, even when Mike Will gives her music now, she goes into the studio by herself, no longer with, like, other people, and just records the music. So I'm wondering if like this maybe something that she's exploring. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, if Flaming Lips is her inspiration, like this song does not speak to that.
Yeah, no.
At all.
But it's not all the other hip hop kind of thing.
No, definitely not. I mean, I get like it's definitely got a strong EDM vibe with the drops and stuff, but I feel like they're kind of muted enough that I almost get like a Kelly Clarkson-y like late 2000s like Avril Lavigne vibe, like power pop girl singing type thing, and that made me into it because like I miss that a little bit. I want like a girl with the guitar in the background like singing some kind of like anthemic thing. Like I dug
you want Ashley Simpson to come back.
Oh my god, stop. No.
Listen, Pieces of Me, is that what it's I love
that's a real song.
I love that song. So
that's a karaoke jam.
We don't no hate for Ashley Simpson, at least not for me.
Also,
I really
she's married to Diana Ross's son. So.
Okay.
Pop royalty, more or less.
Basically at this point.
Jason really should have been in this on this podcast.
Yeah,
he would have shut this down by like giving us history.
Yeah,
lessons.
that would have been a 4-minute history of why Ashley Smith actually should come back.
Right.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ashley Simpson. Ashley Smith.
You don't care, apparently, Joe.
Yeah, apparently I don't
fine.
Care. So yeah, let's
listen.
Let's listen to it. I totally forgot. Nightmare is the name of the song.
I'm like Miley Cyrus.
Spaced out. I'm like, what the hell are we talking about? Yeah, Miley Cyrus, Nightmare. All right, that was Miley Cyrus. Next, we've got Natalie Pick, but which one are we going to go with? Let's start with Leon Bridges. So I don't think we've featured him on the podcast yet, and he is getting like a lot of like maybe like small but very devoted praise from people.
Yeah, I think people are pretty into him, and it's easy to see why. Like, basically, I picked it not because I'm like, wow, this blew me away with its musical intensity, but because I'm like, this is a really nice song from a guy who's clearly a good musician and is just like putting out good music. I'm here for it. Like, it's just, it's called Smooth Sailing, and literally that is the song. It's like happy throwback, like easygoing vibes. He's got a really good voice. I think he resists the urge to make it like a little bit too cutesy, a little too retro. Like, he's like, he's towing that line really well, and like, it's just like nice summery vibes. I feel like
it's hard to not lean towards the cheesy when it comes to being kind of having like this old school sound to your music. I saw him perform at South By, and like, everyone was so excited. All eyes were on him his entire set, and like you said, he's like super talented. And it's really like chill song, and it's like, you could definitely hear his voice and how good he is.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if, like, do you know how like when Janelle Monáe put out her first two albums and you're like, all right, Janelle, so like, what now? Like, what's this new sound that you're going to do? You know what I mean? Like, how do we know like who you really are? I think that I wonder if Leon Bridges, how much of like a full length will be of this. And, like, how long are we going to go with that?
Yeah, how much he has
in him. But there's nothing out there like this. Like, I mean, there's, like, this in, like, old school music.
Right.
But not now.
Not these
days.
So,
I think there's a lot of people doing it less well and with less, you know, support.
So, I mean, his talent makes me wonder, like, more of his future, I guess I would say. But
yeah, it almost makes me wonder, like, I could see what you're saying, it being kind of difficult to produce a full length.
Yeah.
But I could also see if he like succeeds, like him having kind of a Norah Jones type success album.
I was thinking like that. This is definitely like adult contemporary.
Yeah.
Friendly,
like it just like sort of appeals to everyone. Right? Well, she was young when she did that, you know, like just that kind of like old school vibe, like nice songs, easy listening.
But I feel like also Aloe Black, inoffensive, when he first came out, had this type of also somewhat of a sound like this. Maybe a little bit more mainstream. I don't want to say cheesy, but like, so who knows what will happen. Like, Aloe Black is now like working with Avicii and all this other stuff, so yes, we'll say that, but I don't know, it just makes me wonder about Leon Bridges. I think he's a super talented kid though.
Yeah, I think it's good. So you're in the I'm wondering about him.
You know how we usually talk about like the, like, we talked about, who was it? Oh my gosh. She performed at the Billboard Music Awards. She had like the spotlight.
Tori Kelly.
You know, when we talked about it on the podcast, we were like, wonder what this is going to be.
Right.
Like, I think that's what I'm thinking about.
Sure.
But as far as a song, I really like it.
So you're not on the Bridges train just yet?
I think he's good. Like, I,
yeah.
Okay.
No,
I don't think I could listen to an entire album of it sounding
I would agree with that. Yeah. Like, I like this song. I'm just railing on it now. I do like this song, but right. It's like super laid back.
It is very like heavily mellow.
And
I totally agree.
Like, heavily mellow. I like that. Yeah, like aggressively mellow. Yeah. And I do. Yeah, like I'm that's not my thing for 50 minutes.
Right.
Like, I need it mixed up a little bit.
Yeah, I guess I'm taking like one step further and being like, what about the next album?
Are right. But that's good we're thinking about again. That because genuinely I do want to hear more. I want to see like what he's going to do.
I think he's talented. So I think that's why we also are having that discussion of just like, so what's
right.
What
yeah.
happen next?
Comes from a place of love.
Of course.
All right. Well, let's listen to it. So Leon Bridges, Smooth Sailing.
Smooth sailing.
Smooth sailing.
She's smooth. Ooh, darling. To be my lady. Uh-huh.
Okay, next let's what should we do now? I 100% forgot what your other pick was. It was
Gold Link.
It was Gold Link, yes.
I believe it's called Dance for You.
Dance on me.
Dance on Me is the song.
Close.
So Gold Link, who is just
same thing. No.
Named one of the freshmen
Double XL's
freshman of the year. Congratulations, Gold Link. First off, I know you're listening.
Gold Link's favorite podcast. He told us so.
Yeah.
He was on the Juice podcast.
Oh, was he? Nice. Yeah.
So this might not be his favorite podcast.
Yes.
Kind of broken, basically. No, you before he was named a freshman.
Yes.
That's big.
I broke Gold Link. No. It's very interesting because at first he didn't want to show his face. Like, he just, like, even in like press photos, it'd be like the side of his face. His music videos would not include him. It would include like his friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was very much weirded out by the fact that someone could judge him strictly on his appearance and not his
sure.
music, which he talked about. But I also, I don't know, I wanted to tell him that it's okay because his music's different as far as rap goes. Like, mm-hmm. as you could tell, he calls his music Future Bounce because it goes back to, you know, like that kind of dance music, but also like a rap singing to it. Like,
yeah.
it's dance rap music pretty much.
It's forward thinking for sure.
And like a shout out to like Go-Go and all that stuff. And
yeah.
Like, so, yeah. I mean, I think that's why I'm in the whole upbeat, happy music. Feel right
yeah,
now.
The production
after
on this
album, which
is
we talked
incredible.
So much about. Yeah,
which is Milo Mills, yeah. which kind of reminded me of like a little like back when Diplo was working with MIA a little bit. You know, just like the beats are like genuinely like a little off, very interesting.
Yeah,
but it's still like it has a smooth isn't the right word. I'm still thinking of Smooth Sailing, but like there's like it has a nice vibe to
yeah,
it, a good groove.
Yeah.
No.
What did you think, Natalie?
I like it. I wrote about this last night too for other sites. So, sorry. But yeah, no, I like it a lot. Some of the lyrics kind of threw me at first. I was kind of like, because it's like such a like dancey, like fun mm-hmm. song, and then he's kind of like getting very real on a few of them, and I was just like, all right, I'm a little grossed out.
I feel like I'm
coming off as a prude on this podcast.
I telling Erica earlier, I was like, I hate when you said tiggle bitties. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
I hate when people say
that's when
that.
It's like age,
it's like,
shows
yeah.
and like
it's not funny
right.
and it's like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
the oldest joke. It's like
right.
such a juvenile
yeah I
whatever
think that's, yeah.
Like, I would really rather have him just say, like, titties
yeah,
than
I
say
would
that.
Really just, I, like, just don't say any of it.
If Gold Link is listening.
if you're listening, we don't like the tickle bitties. Please take that out of the remix.
Joe, like, when did that like first start? Like, I wonder who was
yeah
the
who
rapper?
Invented
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like
it's some guy and no one believes him, but he's sitting around and he's like, "Man, I was the first one to make that like, joke," and they're like, "Right, Dad,
what if,
sure
what
you
were." What if it's like Busta Rhymes? What if it's like I feel like it would be someone around
if it was
that
Busta
time?
Rhymes.
Remember, like Busta's first songs were like
oral history of this
hyped
story.
Up, but yeah. like still like rough around the edges. So like I don't. Like, I don't think it's further. I don't think it's like Rakim. Like, I don't, you know, I don't
yeah.
know. I don't know. I don't think it's like.
You don't think it goes back to like the Blues Men or something
I don't,
like that?
I don't think so.
You don't think
so.
The Sherrill Gang
I don't
in
think
on this?
So. I'm sorry to Busta. Busta probably didn't say this. Not that it's. Some people enjoy this
yeah.
language.
I don't know. It just threw
this
me
type
off.
Of way
but
of saying.
Then, like, once I listened to it a few times again, I was like, I actually really like this song and the vibe and everything.
It's mostly the vibe kinda, of the song. Yeah, yeah. Kind of.
No, the production, yeah. as Joe said, is great.
Right.
So.
I think we're getting, like, too much into certain things that we shouldn't be getting into on this podcast.
No, I think it's great. I just Googled it, actually. It was Bing Crosby who first said Tiggle Bitties. So.
No, it was not.
No, I'm totally making that up.
Shut up. I totally believed you.
I was like,
you
how
were
did
your
that? Exactly. I was like, how did that happen?
Yeah, that would be very disturbing.
You know what? Keep going. I'm going to look it up.
Anyways, we'll get back to you guys on this subject. Maybe next week we'll check back
in. We'll update
in.
The listeners.
So let's listen to Gold Link, Dance on Me, which we really do like a lot.
Yeah, we just got distracted.
We just got sidetracked. Okay, here we go.
So special, it's so pink. Slightly hairy and don't stink. Lord, I thank you for this good food that I'm happy to receive. She got that. You know I want you, baby doll. Ain't no one else above you, baby. I swear.
All right, and let's pop over to a Natalie pick. We've got Kehlani and Mr. Carmack. The song is All In. And, well, why don't you chat about it?
Well, obviously, Kehlani has been getting huge buzz this year, like first part of 2015. She dropped her mixtape, quote unquote, which is really basically an album. And it's gotten like super critically acclaimed. She's like very up and coming. And so she got together with Mr. Carmack via this initiative called Yours Truly, which sort of like brings together different artists from sort of disparate, mm-hmm. slightly disparate fields. And
it's sponsored by like some
Adidas.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, and they've had really good stuff come out of there before. And this is like, I don't know. It's just we're totally in like smooth, groovy jams today.
I know. It's a like laid back jam podcast for
yeah.
sure.
I don't know. That's just, you know, it's summer, trying to like chill. And this song is totally like in her vibe. It's in Mr. Carmack's wheelhouse too. Like he's all about the like smooth. I need another word, but just like
smooth is a word of the podcast.
Smooth is, yeah. We should have looked
today.
Up synonyms to smooth before we started
really
this, so we could sound really.
We're not really writers
we're not
today.
Wordy.
Yeah, no, we're not. But yeah, it's like, it's just, you know, what? Wait. It's called.
It's called All In.
Yes, I was like, yeah. All In. And it's like good. It's her. You know, she has this kind of style where she speaks frankly about, you know, different relationship topics in her R&B, and this fits into that. I just liked it. It was just, you know, really nice to listen to. Pretty beat. She sounds great, per usual.
You might call it smooth.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to call it smooth.
I just want to go back to Tiggle Bitties really quick.
Okay, God.
And,
how many times have we said that this podcast?
And I read that. Now, one... DeBrat said that on Mariah Carey's Heartbreaker, which is probably the most known song that you would hear that. But
okay.
Back to the Kehlani song.
That's a while ago. So.
Yeah, okay. So anyways, go ahead. I'm sorry about Kehlani. I actually really like the song because I like that it is, you heard You Should Be Here, I believe is the name of her mixtape that she just put out. It's her, she grew up listening to clearly 90s R&B music, and that's a lot of the production. It's really homage, pays homage, pretty much reminiscent to also that era of production. So I like hearing her on something that wasn't that, especially so close to the mixtape, just kind of to see that she can spread her voice into different like areas of production. So I that's why I really like this. It just, it's nice to know when someone can sing and can like kind of flex their talents on different types of production, not just be comfortable with one type of sound.
He's definitely got like a kind of fresher, like very 2010s sound. He's like in with the Selection Crew and all that.
So right. Like you could hear like the EDM like influence and all that. So it was just nice to hear like her on that type of music, I will say.
Yeah, I totally agreed. It was nice hearing her voice doing something a little different for her. Mm-hmm. I liked the Bloopy Electronics. I loved his production, like that he like threw strings in at the end. And like, I guess it's not that crazy to hear strings with, you know, EDM or rap these days, but it's like the strings are kind of like screwed with a little bit. So it sounds just a little like... Atonal is not the right word, but like, just like not
horrible. It's basically John Cage.
It's basically John Cage. No, it's like, it's like it's not the most smooth or melodic.
Oh my god!
No, like, so the whole sound, this song is pretty suave until the end when the string is kind of like mess things up. Yeah, and it's like gives it a little more like danger.
Yes.
Yeah, they twist it. That's a good
way of putting
it.
Ooh, I like danger.
They do, yeah. They add some danger to it.
We're gonna start a vocabulary podcast next week. Tune in.
We're not on our game. It's okay.
But yeah. So let's listen to it. So Kalani and Mr. Carmack, All In. All right, so next and last, this is one of my picks. Sharon Van Etten, new song from, she has this EP called I Don't Want to Let You Down. Oh, that's not, you don't
sounds,
let me down, Sharon.
It sounds like very emo.
And it kind of is. The song is called Just Like Blood, and it is, believe it or not, this is another mellow song on this podcast. No, I saw her at Governor's Ball.
Can you give me like a history lesson of like who she is? Is she new or is she old? I'm just
She's
late.
She's not new.
You know, yeah,
like
actually.
Super late?
No, you're not super late. Or like she.
I don't listen to anything but rap, so I'm late.
She's not like a longtime veteran of the indie scene, but yeah, like she's got some respected albums out there. Her last one, which I despicably cannot remember the name of, was awesome, and I think it came out earlier this year. But there are like three songs on that which are just amazing.
So this isn't a part of that. This is totally.
This is not. This is a new project. And I picked this because, well, she played at a Gov Ball. It was a really good set. And she can, like, rock out and, like, get very emotional. But this is the more, like, introspective, like, piano ballady side. Mm-hmm. And it, like, reminds me of, like, melancholy piano ballads from
it's
the 70s.
Like sad, but it's, like, really pretty.
It's very pretty, too. Yeah, yeah, it's, like, sad but not weepy. It's not, like, too far.
Like, you actually have to, like, listen to what she's saying, which is what I appreciate. That it's not, like, intense, sad, or, like,
yeah. Right, like, because I'm a fan of hers, and the first time I heard it, I was like, nah, whatever. And then, like, I think by the third time, I was like, actually, this is, like, a really solid song that I'm happy to have in my life.
Yeah.
Are We There? And it came out last year. That was her last album.
So it doesn't sound like
it's
this.
Much mellower than that, I would say. Okay. There are some, that's maybe more of, like, a, like, breakup-y album, which you might actually like, though. There's a song called Your Love Is Killing Me, which, I mean, that's an Erica song title, if I've ever heard
am
one.
Am I an angry, sad person? Am I like a breakup person? Breakup music person?
I don't want to say it. So, I mean, yes, is the short answer. You like emo stuff.
I do like emo stuff, but I'm wondering what kind of emo do I like? Interesting. Okay.
Know yourself, as Drake would say.
I know.
But what did you guys think of this?
I felt like you picked it just for me because I got like strong Seattle vibes.
You know, I didn't. From the it's record. Not all about you, but I'm glad you liked it.
It reminded me of someone I listened to a long time ago and now I don't remember the name of, but just kind of like indie, folksy, bluesy, like rocky, all those things mixed together, the alternative indie vibe. I can get into it. Like, and it's a beautiful song. She has a great voice and kind of manipulates it in a really interesting, fresh way. I just,
I really like her voice. And like I said, it's like pretty, but not like intense or like very emotionally like driven. So I don't know.
Right. It doesn't have that danger that doesn't we have get that danger. From Mr. Carmack.
But it's also not too smooth.
No, it's not too smooth. Mellow, but not smooth.
We're horrible people.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
Next week, we have to just have like all songs with 180 BPM.
Oh, like, yeah. Or like really all, crazy. We're going to do like all rap songs. Yes. Like,
for sure.
Okay. It's going to be very violent and intense. I almost picked kind of a crazy song from the Hudmo album, but then I was like,
I'm glad you didn't, because I'm digging this mellow vibe, actually.
Yeah, no, I don't mind. The mellow episode of...
Right, the mellow summer, lazy summer's afternoon episode of Must Hear Music Podcast. But so let's listen to this. It's Sharon Van Etten, Just Like Blood.
Where we are now, who we are.
And that's all we got this week. Do we have any, you know, I think someone, maybe not. There was a request, but I think we actually covered it. I think someone had requested that we do a Kalani song, even though we've done like many before.
We've done many.
So I think we've covered that. And there was also a request to do the new Tink song, Wet Dollars, which I'm going to give an honorable mention to.
I feel like, did that just come out?
Oh, it did.
I think it was a song that she put out after the freshman cover.
Yeah.
Debuted.
Yeah.
Yes. Also on the freshman cover.
Yeah.
So
and it's, we've done some Tink before.
We love Tink at this office.
Yeah. Tink is great.
And
we know Timbaland loves Tink because he keeps saying he's the second coming, or she's
decided to remake One in a Million. Which
we won't talk about that.
Yeah, we're gonna not talk about the One in a Million remake, but we are gonna talk about Tink otherwise being really good.
Yeah, no, I think she's very refreshing. I would say like it's nice to have her voice, and I think that her singing is also very underestimated because we don't talk about it that much, because I think once you put the rap label on something, all of a sudden you're just a rapper.
Yeah.
But I mean she has a couple mixtapes, one that is solely just R&B that people, I think it's like, what is it called, like Winter's Diary, I forgot what it's called, but people should really check that out because her singing is really also on point. So nice. shout out to Tink and to the person that recommended.
I think that's BT Dubs.
Wait, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
regular song requester, which we appreciate.
Yes.
But you weren't CC'd on that, or you weren't
loyal fans
added.
Yeah, I was
so
not.
It was Jason and I. Aww. So sorry, Erica.
Whatever.
Maybe next
She's
time.
Like the Tink person.
Except I'm the know, one. Whatever. Yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
That's fine. I'll let it go this time.
All right. Well, thanks guys for joining me.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Jason, for not joining me. God, so refreshing to, you
so
know,
smooth.
Not ha-
so
smooth to okay. not have him here.
All right.
Anyways, everybody have a really lovely week and hope your summer is off to an all right start, and we'll see you again.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.